This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Bank of America, 美国银行通知，你的账户存在异常问题，将在今日强制关闭。详情请爱五接通华裔专员。
That was an actual voicemail I got on my cell phone, and I used to get them periodically, and I sent it to some Chinese clients of mine, and they said it was something about the Chinese embassy. I was being called in for the Chinese embassy. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, attorney Casey Nash, not out of Nashville, but near out of Fairfax, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about zombie loans. We've been talking about, she's a law and credit attorney. She does work out of Washington, D.C., and I had there's a little echo I'm hearing. There was a couple of guests. We've been focusing on the home title lock, and there's all these commercials, home title lock, you pay pennies a day, you protect your house, and oh yeah, and it's my opinion, not worth it. And on my podcast page, you go to radiorealestate.com, and you go to listen to past broadcasts, and every week I'm putting at the top a link, Santa Barbara County, you click on that link, and I think it opens up to where you put your name in. And you have to put your name in correctly, you know. But within 15 seconds, you can check your own title. And I'm neurotic. I'm doing it at the end of business day, every Friday or a Saturday. So if something happens during that week that shouldn't have happened since 2021, I'll see it. It takes me 15 seconds. It reminds me. I click on the link and I put my name in and I'm done. Anyway, there's something else that I don't know. That wouldn't help you, but it calls into question second trust deeds and making sure deeds of reconveyance are recorded properly. So if you recently paid off a second or a first, you want to do that. So my guest will talk about that. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Something else to mention. Last year at this time, we had 27% of the listings in escrow. And today we have 27% of the listings in escrow. But because we have more inventory, today we have 69 listings in escrow for the week ending June 31st, 2024. And last year at this time, we had 51 listings in escrow, but both were 27%. And as Brian Richards would say, nobody cares. But we do have 35% more listings pending than last year at this time. 69, median price $2,250,000. And you're going to go, wait a second, Mark. I remember last week you said there were 72 listings in escrow and the median price was $2,273,000. I wrote it down. Why did it go down? Well, that's what I asked myself. And the reason why is we had 21 listings close escrow last week and the median price almost $3 million. So a lot of the listings that were pending, high end, sold. Not necessarily high end, but at least the median price. So it dropped down and we were hovering close to $3 million on the median price of the pending listings, but it fluctuates. So now you know the rest of the story. What radio announcer coined that expression? Paul Harvey, good day. I believe that was his line. Great guy. So we're 1 month shy of the 6 month. I made a typo. I wrote it's the week ending May 31st, 2024. That's the 22nd week of the year. And this is the 1,343rd week. I've compiled these statistics, and I noticed I did a typo, and I don't know if anyone caught it, but I went from week 1,329 should have gone to 1,330. Instead, I bumped it to 1,340. So for 2-3 weeks there, it was incorrect. So we are on track now, 1,343rd week and the 22nd week of the year 2024. Median price, almost 2.3 million. Last year at this time, 2,155. Last year, median price finished just under 2,224. But the last 6 months of 2023, the median price was 2,160. 2,160 the last 6 months of 2023, because the first 6 months was 2,252. And here we are approaching the first 6 months of 2024, and we're just under 2.3 million. But last year, the second 6 months, it went down, just like it did in 2022. The median price went down the second 6 months. So let's see if we have that 3 years in a row. But the big news is the number of sales. We are now over 15 sales per week, 15.09 single family homes, South Coast sales per week for the first 22 weeks of the year. Last year at this time was 12.7. The last 6 months of 2023, it was 13.23. And basically for the entire year, 2023, we were at 13.25. sales per week. So 15.09 per week, that's 18.6% higher year to date than last year's number. So that's even more impactful than the median price being a little higher. To get to 15, you got to go back to 2011 to get to 15.3 per week for the first 22 weeks of the year. 2009, it was 13.65 sales per week. But in those years, the median price was $850,000, and now it's just under 2.3 million. What a turnaround. What's the expression? An evening can make? No. So generally, you know, we were at 20, 23, 19, 18. Oh, I didn't notice this. 2020, it was 15.8 sales per week. Also close to today is 15.09. But 15.8 is almost 16, so that's better. But so, bottom line, higher number of sales, getting better, still historically low, but getting better. Montecito, only 59 sales year-to-date. Last year, there were 50 sales year-to-date. Still better than 2018's debris flows, 46 sales year-to-date for the first 22 weeks of the year, Montecito only. And the median price, $5,550,000. For the first 22 weeks, Montecito only. Last year was 5.1. Year before that, 5.6. Year before that, 5 million. And then in 2020 to 2017, it was below 3 million. 2.8 range. For those 4 years, Montecito only, 2017 to 2020. And then nearly doubling for the next 4 years, 5 million, 5.5 million. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with an attorney who works out of Washington, D.C., a law and credit attorney. You'll learn about zombie mortgages. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.